seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedivin, and today I want to talk to you about the value you get from giving back to the community and how it can help you grow your business as well.
It's that time of the year where CPAs and accountants will sit with their clients, entrepreneurs, and tell them, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Entrepreneur, you should consider giving some money back to charity because it benefits you when it comes down to taxes. So as much as you do want to give back to charity because it benefits you tax-wise, depending on the country you live in, today I want to talk to you about why you should consider giving back to the community as an entrepreneur and how to give back to the community. So if you're wondering where I'm at right now in the background, I'm at Bakersfield Airport with Mario.
Smallest airport in the world.
It is truly one of the smallest airports. Bakersfield, great city. My buddy back here in a paper plane kid. And we had to shoot a video because tomorrow is a video that's due. So let me get right into it. Listen, there's two ways to give back to the community. One is money, one is your time. So why should you consider giving back to the community? There's really 5 points and are very simple points why you should consider giving back to the community. The most important one, in my opinion, is the law of reciprocity. Let me tell you what's a law of reciprocity. I truly believe the more I give, the more I get in return. Not an expectation. I just feel good things happen to me the more I give. I'm a big believer of law of reciprocity. I don't know how I'm going to get this thing in return. Maybe one day someone's going to do something for my son, my daughter, my family, somebody close to me that is going to benefit me, but I believe in the law of reciprocity. The second benefit that every time I participate in any kind of way of giving back to the community is I build so many new relationships. It's very weird. We were just in Hawaii doing something with foresters, and we were building a school and we were painting some walls, and I was given the color pink, and I'm painting this chair pink. It was hilarious. And we made such incredible relationships with people that we still communicate with online. But it doesn't matter what it is. Every single time I've given back to any kind of charity, there's always been an opportunity to build new relationships. The other part when you give back to charity is you learn a new skill set. You learn something new when you're giving back. There's something that you're learning, whether that charity, whatever they stand for, you're learning something about the charity. You're learning something that you can benefit yourself. Maybe they're telling you, hey, what we do is we help families test for this. So now you'll learn about that new skill set. Fourth one I would tell you would be your heart. Like your heart gets, I don't know how to explain this to you. It kind of, your heart goes in the mode of giving back. So it almost becomes gentler and it gets in the mood of understanding everybody else's position in a different way. When you do give back and you're around other people that want to give back, so it influences you. If you're somebody that's extremely strong and rigid and military background, charity would do very, very, very good things to you. And fifth point, simple. Self-esteem, you feel like you're making a difference, keeps you grounded. You feel like the world needs you. You feel like you are needed in a way. You realize how incredible of a life you have as an entrepreneur. We do give back. So, you know, those five things alone, outside of the tax benefit, I highly recommend why you ought to consider giving back. Now, the question then becomes, a lot of people ask me, Pat, how do I give back? What do I do? I got, how many points do I have here, Mario? I think I wrote 11 points here on how to give back, and you can pick and choose on how to do them. So the first one, we were having a conversation earlier today at this restaurant. What was the restaurant's name? Peru something?
Mi Peru?
I think Mi Peru.
Mi Peru, and I ate some plantains. It was amazing. Plantains was amazing at this place. And their ceviche was a pescado ceviche. It was like fish ceviche. It was in the shrimp. It was amazing. With our friends, Del Toro, Alejandro, and the rest of the people, BF Chicón Quesadillas, we had a great time there. But one of the guys asked me a question. Alejandro asked me a question, and he said, hey, what do you do when your family starts asking you for all this money and they want to borrow money and all this other stuff? I said, I don't believe in lending money to people, especially friends and family, because I believe it's the fastest way to create an enemy. He says, what do you mean by that? I said, because if you lend money and you say yes, they love you, but it's guaranteed that they're most likely going to come back and later on ask for what? more money. And at some point you have to say what? No. So if you give money from yourself to somebody else, your family's not gonna be happy that you give money to somebody else, possibly, if they're lending money. And then two, if you do loan money to friends and family, you will typically see them avoiding you at next family gatherings, and you feel uncomfortable because you look like you're a bill collector and they kind of don't like you. It's just not a fun game to lend money. So I like to give money. Let me explain what I mean by that. So if somebody asks me a question and they say, Pat, can you lend me $5,000? I'll generally say, no, I won't lend you $5,000, but I'll give you $300. You don't ever have to give it back. So they don't like me, they don't hate me. It's a very neutral position, but I gave some money back and I'm good to go. Why? Because I'm not in the game. I don't think the biggest benefit is just money being given away, although money you need to give away because some organizations need money to do their work that they do. This is why my number one point on how to give back is to teach a new skill set. Teach a new skill set. Go help somebody and give back to your community by teaching something you're very, very good at. Teach somebody else how to do it. What could that be? I don't know. How to get ready for a job interview. Go and teach people how to be prepared for a job interview. Go and sit down with 50 people and tell them, I'm gonna interview you and you're gonna know exactly what types of questions you're gonna ask and I'm gonna prepare you on how to ask those questions. Great. Give back by teaching people how to put a resume together. Give back by sitting down and teaching somebody how to sell something. Give back by teaching some kind of a new skill set that you have, social media, whatever it is. But give back to your community by teaching something you know. Could be music, could be piano, could be guitar, it doesn't matter. Free lessons for soccer, for kids, it doesn't matter. Somehow, some way, give back and teach a new skill set because that lasts. That lasts. I think skill set lasts and it generates and gives them freedom. So number one is skill set. Number two is volunteer your time at a hospital or a school. It's a very easy thing to do. Anytime you go to a school and you're giving back, whether it's Big Brother or, you know, somebody that needs some kind of help. I've done many, many things with school where I was hired to go and, not hired, I didn't even ask for the money. It was a LAUSD. I went and spoke to the, you know, troubled kids where they had the anklets and they were in prison. They did time where there were 13-year-old girls that were pregnant or drug dealers, and they put me through a six-month program that I would come down every other week. And I would take these kids and we would talk about the biggest thing they struggle with, and they would tell me how much they struggle with pornography or pressure of having sex or drugs or joining gangs or fights or arguments with parents or what do I do when my mom and dad, you know, my mom's on drugs, my dad's on drugs, my parents aren't there, I'm living on the streets, I'm this, I'm that, what, all this stuff. And it was one way for them to know that somebody out there is at least caring about them. The reason why that's very important is because when I was 13 years old, and my parents got a divorce and I was a troubled kid, I was recruited by a basketball league in Echo Park called New Century Basketball Association, and they got together all the troubled kids and gangsters and all this other stuff, and we played basketball together. So that made a very big impact in my life to know older man named Vladimir, not older man at that time, he was 20 years older than me. Vladimir was like an older brother to me. And he gave me direction and hope to know that somebody believes in me. That played a very big role in my life. So you don't even know who's going to be making an impact in your, who you're going to be making an impact in their lives. But one of the simplest ways is hospitals and schools. The other one is organize a food drive. Mario, I don't know how many times we've done this, but I remember for many, many years when we were in LA, every Christmas morning at 5:30 in the morning, we'd go to
Skid Row. Union Rescue Mission, downtown LA.
Downtown LA at 5:30 in the morning. And we would go and give away toothpaste, toothbrush, pillows, towels.
100 McMuffins from McDonald's.
And then we'd go to McDonald's and buy 100, 150 McMuffins and blankets. Come back and give food and blankets. And, you know, another group that would go there would sing carols to them. It was just fascinating. Okay. Food drive, because sometimes you'd be amazed how many people just need a simple meal. When people come to me and they tell me when somebody is begging on the streets and they ask me for money, I always offer food. I say, I'll buy you a meal. And if they say, no, I just want money, I don't give them money. Because then I know what's taking place with the money. But I say, why do you need money? Oh, because of food. Okay, let me go buy it for you. You know what? Then I know exactly where they're at. But if they want me to buy them food, no problem. I was in Chicago one night. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. I landed. I'm so hungry. I go to this only pub that was open late at night. And they were offering steak. And this one homeless man outside, he's like, hey man, can you give me $20? I'm like, man, you're a big thinker if you're asking for $20. And he says, yeah, can you give me $20? I said, no, but I'll buy you a meal. He said, no problem, man. I'm so hungry. I said, what do you want to have? He says, Annie, I think, come on, let's have dinner together. I take him in the restaurant. The owner says, no, he's not welcome. He begs outside all the time. I said, look, I'm paying. He says, but he can't come inside. I said, no problem. I said, what do you want to order? Give him a menu. He gives him a menu. And I said, what do you want? He says, I want a prime rib. I said, what else do you want? He orders his food. So they bring my food. I could eat inside. They didn't let him eat in, inside. I had him serve his prime rib outside to him and the drinks outside to him. He ate his meal. He was happy. I ate. I left. Purpose was served. And I didn't give him money, but I did give him food. There's many ways you can give back that's going to help people out. Smallest occasions. You have no idea how much that means to that person. That person's got a stomach full of food that night to go to sleep, and they're good to go. Fourth way, coach kids. My brother-in-law, CL Mac, who I call him a saint. I've never met a man like him. He is so gentle as a man with kids that every parent that he was coaching his son with, his son Sean, is like a phenom, you know, soccer player. The guy's an absolute beast of a left. He kicks with his left foot, by the way. Did you know that? He's insane. I mean, when he plays, the team knows they're going to win. And so he was asked by parents after a great job he did last season. They want him to coach again. So he went and coached again. And so one of the ways you can coach is if you have a good tolerance for kids and you played high school football or baseball or basketball or soccer and you know the basic practice tactics because you were part of it, give back. If you've done some organized sports, that's one of the ways you can do it. Number five, help raise money for a certain charity or a foundation. Just recently, we've been teamed up with Susan G. Komen now for I don't know how many years. And Jennifer, my wife, is very instrumental on the way she's working with Susan G. Komen and many of the ladies. So this time we had many, many events across the country. I don't know how many events this was, like 10
every
or
every office across the nation.
So all over the country we did events and money was raised. I mean, it could have been as small as $250 to being raised as much as $11,000, $12,000. And then that money goes to Susan G. Komen. Why? Well, for them, it could be, you know, 68% of money is used for research, and they're going to find out ways for breast cancer. My grandmother had breast cancer, and both of them have to be, you know, and it's a very emotional, difficult thing a woman goes through. And a lot of times you can do simple testing that, you know, they're educating women on how to test for that. I just think it's very important. So find out what research means a lot to you and go support that charity. There's many of them out there that you can participate in. Go online, look them up, and find something that means a lot to you. And if you're part of a company that supports a certain charity, support them as well. But on top of that, be able to support other charities that mean a lot to you. Support those causes as well. Six is elderly homes. You know, sometimes elderly homes, they just want somebody to talk to them. Believe it or not, when you go to elderly homes, if I can tell you the one question to ask when you do go to elderly homes, is here's my favorite question to ask. What invention was completely crazy when it happened in your lifetime? And you will have some of the most random conversations when somebody says, I remember when they said this one machine was coming out that we were gonna watch shows on it, and it was television. How was it? Our first person in the city that had it was crazy. So when you go there, ask them also ways that you can learn from them. Hey, I'm a Great Depression baby. How was it? You know, I'm a great, how was, you know, it doesn't matter. Somebody could be 95 years old and they, you know, 90 years old and they're still able to talk, and you're just sitting there talking to them. There's a lot that you can give back to them. So that's elderly. Next one is give money. It's very simple. Give money away to different types of things. And one is I talk about seed research. The other one is just giving money away to certain things that need help with. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a local community that they're building a park for kids. Great, go contribute for that. Then it's building up local businesses. This is a simple one. Find out what local business is, a new local business, new business that got started, and they're just kind of trying to get it going. Help promote their business. Help get the word of mouth out there to help them out. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm always amazed by sometimes when people don't want to support new business owners. Help that person go out there. Help them. If they got something good you like, go tell the world about it. You know, you go to a nice restaurant, like even right now when you're watching this, commit today to posting one small business in your area that just got started that you like the most. It could be a coffee shop. It could be a restaurant. It could be a, you know, gym you go to that's not the traditional big gym. It could be anything that you go to. Post the link on your Facebook page and say why you like it. Very simple. Post it on Twitter and say why you like it. Simple as that. It's simple as that on what you need to do. One, link, tag it to them. They'll be grateful you're doing that. And two, other people will look at you and say, man, he or she endorses other small businesses and supports other businesses. I like his approach. I'm wondering what he or she does. That's you. Then we have going big. I'm a big fan of going big. I think you gotta go make tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Why? Because the more money you make, the more money you can give back. So you gotta go in big. Don't let anybody fool you and tell you that it's not important to make big money. If you're a good person and you're watching this and you got a good heart and you got a giving heart, guess what? You know what I want people like you to do? I want you to make tens of millions of dollars. Because if you make tens of millions of dollars and you truly have a big heart, you're gonna give lots of money away. By the way, if you're somebody watching this and you say, I'll give money once I start making money, no, you won't. If you're stingy with $10, you're gonna be stingy with $100,000. I guarantee you'll be stingy with $10 million. So just be in the spirit of giving. You know, it's gonna, I always remember one time I was competing with another guy and he had a nickname of being a jerk. And one guy got up and he said something very interesting and we were competing hardcore. We were good friends, but he had this nickname they would give him. I didn't think he was a jerk, but other people thought he was a jerk. And this one guy got up who he didn't like this competitor. And I'm sitting, it's the three of us. And one guy got up, he's trying to call him out. And the other guy said, you know what happens when you make money? Here's all money does to you. Money just makes you more of what you are right now. If you're a jerk, you're a rich jerk. If you give a lot right now, you'll give even a lot more when you make more money. It just makes you more of what you are today. Not much changes, you just become more of what you are today. So go in big, go make lots of money and figure out ways on how you can contribute to society. The other one is give away books. Simply give away books. I don't know how many thousands of books we've given. I don't 5,000, I don't know how many thousands of books we've given. Literally 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 books. Because I feel the same way somebody can impact my life by giving me a book. The way I can help change someone's life. Like I just talked to a kid right now, Juan Herrera, young cat who is a quality guy. And I remember when I spoke to him in Palm Springs and he says, the book that made the biggest impact on my life is Laws of Success, right? And then, you know, somebody else says another book and another book and another book. And, you know, you have no idea how big of an impact you can make in your community if you give books away. You know, go figure out a way on who impacted your life, out of what age, give those books away. It could be the fact that you don't like the fact that your parents went through a divorce. Go buy 50 copies of the 5 Love Languages and give it away to people around you that mean a lot to you. And you know the husband and wife are going through challenges, give those books away to them. It could be somebody that you're seeing that has some drug issues. Go buy 5 of those books and give it away to somebody that has a drug issue, or depression issue, whatever it is. You'd be amazed how big of an impact you can make in someone's life by giving some books away. So the last one is surprise a family. How do you surprise a family? Make a meal for them, surprise them. Stop by someone's house and, you know, find out what gifts the kids want and just surprise them. This is a very good season, November, December, to surprise people, make people feel good. Believe me, you will enjoy yourself more if you go out there and give back during this season.
Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.